Diego.
Yes.
Enough of that. You have to get a grip.
I do have to get a grip. Let's get into the Sizzy album again. That's why we're all here. Here's Get a Grip with Neonix, who is apparently a fantastic managerial assistant as well. Here it comes.
Fantastic.
All right, let's say something. Hello?
Snacks.
Snacks. Incredible. That is something to say. Anything you want to say about Get a Grip? I love how grimy that ending is. Love how, like, wubby and dark it is. And love the lots of fun, like, you know, mentioning that Sissy's, like, short loops and... Sorry, short, like, granular loops and, like, warping. Like, I think there's some parts in that track where he really stretches a sample out and it gets really just, like, gritty and raw. I love it.
I agree. And I think that ending, as you mentioned, is just too good. Like, leading into it, there's that high bit, which is so cool as a transition.
Yeah.
But then when it goes... like,
yeah, you get it. Yeah, I think Sissy has like such a like uncanny ability to like blend weirder ideas together, I guess, or like uniform idea or like non-uniform ideas together.
It's all really odd stuff that no one does and no one sounds like, right? Like that, I would consider that more in the lane of, you know, peekaboo, liney.
Yeah.
Heritage at some times.
Yeah, very heritage-y, honestly, yeah.
Which is super cool, but also does it in this way that doesn't sound like any of them.
Yeah, like, Sissy has a lot of, like, again, it's, like, this unstructured kind of chaotic energy that just, like, permeates throughout the track and helps it lose some of that, like, defined, I don't know, like, bounds of the... you know, dub genre, and it's a much more, like, kind of, you know, it's intense, but it's a little bit more soundscapey or, like, ambient, and kind of, like, an igloo ghost way, you know, where it's, like, high energy, but still, like, ambient, kind of.
I agree.
Yeah. We definitely have not been moving through this album that quickly, so maybe we can jump right to the next track, and I am excited for this one. How do you feel about that, Harrison? We have no thoughts, head empty. Oh no, did we drop the call? Can you hear me?
No. It didn't drop. I was just on mute. I thought I was talking.
Oh, you're good.
I am excited for it. My head's a bit empty, but I'm feeling something in my face.
Is it the snacks?
It's up next.
No, okay. Here comes In Your Face by Sissy. Sorry, I totally ruined that. Okay, here we go. Oh, I didn't start it at the beginning. Here we go. We'll be right back. agree as well. Okay, sorry, I did not fade us in that smoothly there, but you got a little spoiler. I think we both like the All's Well one the best, but we'll get to there. We'll get to there eventually. It is 11:11 Make-A-Wish. I also realized, I don't know if I said this, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think I was supposed to say that before 11:05, but oh well. What are they going to do? Fire me? No, okay. Maybe. Anything you want to say about In Your Face? I think that one really, like, highlights this idea that we've been talking about, of Sizzy's combination of, like, these mechanical whirs and, like, the very ethereal kind of dreamy plucks. There's, like, a really nice, like, dreamy background white noise in this track, but still lots of, like, those tight warps and tight loops and stuff like that, very granular mechanical sounds, and the, like, combination, or, like, the, if you will, synthesis here is, like, really good.
The only thing I will say about this track is it is the only track I do not have saved directly to all my like songs from this album. I have the whole album saved.
Really?
Don't have this track put into that list of all my like songs on Spotify.
But you have experience.
I do have experience.
Interesting. Okay. Sorry, that was not meant to be, for people on air, there's a track called Experience that wasn't me being like, have you ever listened to music before? realizing to say, like, do you have experience?
Wow,
is like, yeah.
That's rude.
It's incredibly rude.
I work in the music industry, Diego.
Yeah, you're like a real musician on all fronts.
But, no, it's a good, I like the track, and I think you're very right that it's emblematic of Sizzy style and the new style that she has, but I just don't think her, I just think it falls a little flatter. I think the ideas in the others are so, I think if this was the only track that came out first,
it'd be crazy.
Oh my goodness, this is so cool, Sizzy's so sick, but having everything else around it, this one just feels a little...
I agree with that. And actually, come to think about it, yeah, it's the one track I don't have saved as well. That is really funny that we both synced up on that, because I didn't save, what is it, Get a Grip or Take My Energy, because they were single releases, so I had them saved, like, earlier. But In Your Face was also the one that I didn't save out of the album, because I was like, it's interesting, it's a nice, like, this is what Sizzy's style is, but some of the other tracks just have parts that are, like, breathtaking, you know? And I agree that it's cool, but it didn't stand out like some of the rest of the album.
Yeah, like, and in fact, I would say it doesn't stand out like the rest of the album.
Right, yeah.
Where the rest of it, each of the tracks is a track that I think is great.
Yeah, it has its own idea. It's like pushing the form in some way.
Exactly. This is the one track that I don't necessarily see as that. However, could have been included because it's the type of thing that makes an album,
right?
Right? Albums need to flow in a certain way for the project to really be what the artist wants it to be, but also to have that certain sound that makes it cohesive. And maybe without this track, because as we said, this is sort of so distinctive of the rest of the stuff you hear on here. So part of it might just be that these ideas need to be on this album for it to be a cohesive project and for the other tracks to really shine.
Right. I do think that, yeah, like, part of, you know, what pushes a project into an album is having an idea that you can express over multiple songs, or more than just, like, you know, two or three songs. It's like very much like albums usually are very unified, as opposed to an EP, which is like a collection of different ideas, is how I usually kind of feel about it. And this, like, In Your Face really sets, like, a foundation for, this is Sizzy's style, now watch, like, all the different directions I can take it. But it does kind of, yeah, like you said, it grounds it and, like, puts the baseline of, like, this is what this is about. This is what this album's theme is, I feel like. This is, like, the middle track that really grounds it. But definitely didn't have me doing any, like, you know, stank faces or, like, texting people, like, did you hear this part kind of thing, like some of the other ones.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
I think we can probably move on to the next one, if you're down. I'm excited for this one. I love Kamo a lot, so seeing that they did a collab together shortly after... shortly in quotes, I guess, Sizzy remixed Crush, which is a fantastic Kamo song.
Shout out Kamo, shout out Vancouver Gang. Pretty sure Sizzy and Kamo are from Vancouver. And Nardwuar too, maybe?
Really?
I don't know if Nardwuar is, that's unrelated, but...
Nardwuar Gang. I wanted to move to Vancouver for, like, the longest time, and then, I don't know, that just kind of, like, fell off my radar at one point. I think I was trying to escape, like, American politics, and then I realized politics are, like, terrible everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't we not allowed to say political content?
I think as long as I don't say, like, a specific political party is terrible, like, as long as I just say, like, politics in general are terrible, I think it's fine. The only party that stinks are party poopers, am I right?
That's good. That's
thanks. Yeah. you can tell that we're both getting, like, a lot more tired than when we started. But yeah, I think just get right into it with Heart 123, Sizzy and Kamo.
Boom.
Let's do it. Oh, it's so pretty, I love it. Yeah.
sure that not every day is a bad day. We love
you, love you, love you. Okay, fading it out. Let's see. Harrison, say hey.
Hey.
Hey. Perfect. All right, sorry again for any volume control concerns here. I hope you've been able to deal with it for the most part. Thank you for bearing with us. We think we kind of talked a little bit, and we're both a little tired, so we might cut it off here halfway through the album, and then we'll pick it up. We'll call Harrison back in on some, one of the future shows, or maybe next week if we can, and finish off the rest of the album. Yeah, sorry, what were you going to say?
Wowza.
Wowza. Very important. Yeah. anything you want to say about Heart 1, 2, 3? Like, that track is pretty. Like, it's just pretty. I don't know.
Wowza
indeed. I like that it has, like, the kind of ethereal camo, you know, signature style kind of going on. It's around maybe, like, a minute and 14-ish seconds in, or like kind of after the first part of the first drop. There's a part where it's just very like dream statey and smooth, but it has the like sizzy beat in the background, so it's really like sharp metallic snares and like hard perks and stuff like happening in the background. That's like a really fun contrast in that track. I don't know, I like that part a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really, really dope, and it's entirety. I think it has so many switch ups too.
Yeah,
like it doesn't stay in one lane. It has three completely different drops, if not more, and it's just so good throughout. I'll say that the vocals of Kamo feel a little drowned out at times.
Yeah,
which is too bad because I really love Kamo's voice.
I agree, Kamo's voice is really pretty.
Shout out
Vancouver gang. And yeah, I agree, like very different drops all around. Like there's many times in that track where it just like comes out of nowhere. I love that effect of like you're listening to something and it just surprises you with what comes next, because music is all based on patterns and stuff, so to make a surprise is difficult because you want it to sound good but also sound unified with the rest of the track. And like I think the Heart 1, 2, 3 track as well just has some, like, not sections of the song, but, like, individual sounds that just, like, don't go the direction that you think they're gonna go. Which is really fun, because there's, like, a bunch of, like, micro surprises in the samples used in that track, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think this track and just the micro samples, as you were saying, just this taking a sample, taking a grain or a few grains of it. But I also don't know if it's that. I mean, like, Pluko has this technique where he uses this granulizer synthesizer.
Mm-hmm.
Granulizer, or I don't know which one he uses, but it's this way. It takes, like, a grain, which is essentially a tiny little bit of this sample, and then it groups a bunch of them, and you can spread them out more, and it takes some random ones, so they're not necessarily linear, but they're near each other.
Right.
And a very beautiful soundscape, and it sort of reorganizes the sound and like resamples it. But here, it feels like it's a combo of that, but a very different style, as you mentioned. But then also just straight sampling other things too.
Yeah, it's like I think Pluko does a lot of, like, trying to make, like, pads by, like, laying a lot of those, like, grains over each other. And it feels like Kamo is, like, still keeping a little bit of the, like, dubstep-y, you know, like, structure element where, like, most of the grains feel like they don't really overlap that much, right? It's, like, if they do, it's, like, with their own sound, so it's more of, like, stretching out a sample or something like that. There's not as much, like, I don't know, like, kind of dreamy pad stuff that, like, Pluko kind of gets with their, like, granulator stuff. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, we are both getting pretty sleepy, so I think we'll cut it off here. We'll kick it off with on the next show with Take My Energy. I think Sizzy did take all of our energy. That's probably why we are so sleepy. if you've been liking it, definitely check out the rest of the EP beforehand. Don't want to keep you from it. The Weight of the World, super, super good. And friendly reminder that in roughly 31 minutes-ish, Smile by Porter Robinson is going to drop. It's going to be a great album. Give it a listen. We are longtime fans of Porter. I think both of us have agreed Nurture will still forever be like our like top project by him. For me, it might be like my top project ever. I love Nurture so much.
Same.
Okay, yeah. It's just like there's no... Oh my God, just how much effort and passion was poured into that project and the authenticity of it and like what it meant to me at the time too.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the word you used, it's refreshing. It was so refreshing when it first came out.
And still, I listened to it this morning and it still blew me away.
I think I listened to it like...
It was really sweet. There's this React YouTuber who's sort of new-ish. I forget what he's called. I think he streams on Twitch. But he watched... just from 2 days ago, he reacted to Nurture for the first time. And the same parts that got me got him.
Yeah.
And it was like, when he was listening to the song Mother, he's crying. And when he listened to Blossom,
yep. Blossom makes me cry. And, like, I think also, like, some of the songs, like, when Nurture first came out, I, like, really loved the project. And I couldn't get behind, not Wind Tempos, but the other, Dull Scythe, right? Because it's, like, very experimental. Very much, like, kind of, honestly, what's happening, like, right now in the music scene with, like, Pluko and or with Sizzy's stuff, too. Like, it was very, like, granulated stuff and kind of more, like, just atonal, or not atonal, but, like, arrhythmic patterns and stuff. But, like, I also gave Nurture a full through listen, like, in March, and I just, like, was still so floored by, like, yeah, Mother, Blossom for sure. Wind Tempos, the, like, It's So Holy, It's So Lonely loop is just, like, so pretty. And, like, the story of, like, Rika, like, pushing him to, like, include that sample or, like, put that song on the album. I don't know. So good. Love it. But anyway, the next project is coming out. It's a lot more absurd, but still kind of has some guy's authenticity in it, I feel like. So get ready for that. Love, Porter.
Yeah. Shout out, Porter.
Shout out, Porter.
Shout out, Bulletin Pushers on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
He remembers it. Holy cow. Look at that.
Muscle.
Yeah, it's a muscle memory for the brain, so I guess it's just memory.
No, I don't remember it. I blacked out. It's just my vocal cords did it on
Yeah,
their own.
You just let it go. That's funny. Alright, I'm gonna fade us out. Let's put Rivendell on. Have a good night, everyone, and thanks for joining, Harrison. This was really, really fun, and looking forward to next show as well.
Likewise. See you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Tune in next week.
saying dabba da 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 ga ding dang dabba 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 da 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 ga ding dang dabba dabba dee. World destruction over an arbiter. And do I need a positivity? Need this gotcha. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. The belief for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. I don't get around. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on and you're not coming back, can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Makeup on and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my breath. Thank you.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Yeah! chocolate Japan. Fundamental problem, all need to face. This is important, but I know you're not listening. Oh, I know you're not listening. Understand. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan. This is what love is for, to be out of place. Gorgeous and alone, face to face. Problems need to be erased. Nothing more important than to know someone's listening. Now I know.
took my love away. Now I gotta get away.
This mess is mine.